Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, April 18th, 2019. What's up, Jim?
How you doing, Matthew?
Well, thanks.
That's good.
It is good. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Feels like summertime outside.
It does. It's nice.
It reminds me of the old days of Ocean Lakes before they had, or at least my grandma and grandpa had, a bathroom inside their place.
Yeah.
It's a vacation home, but with no bathroom inside. You'd have to get on your golf cart or walk to the bathhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Bathhouse.
Which doesn't mean what you think it means if you only heard about it in movies and in the media.
I remember the first time I said that around somebody up north. They're like, what do you mean about a bathhouse? I was like, well, it was this big cement building, a bunch of different cement stalls with shower heads on them.
Yep.
They're like, oh, really? I said, yeah, there's this trough that went behind it. It had everybody's bathwater floating down the trough.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. But that's what it would feel like at the beach. You get up and have to go to the bathroom. You know, like a number two. If you had to do a number one, you'd front porch it. But you walk down. And this is the weather right now at 6:04. If you listen to it later, whatever. But right now, it feels crisp and summery.
Bathhousey.
Yes.
Weather is bathhousey.
Weather today, mostly cloudy, but a high around 80 degrees. Right now, it's clear. So the clouds are moving in. Clear and 59 right now in Greer.
I love the good weather, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you and me. But we've had been lucky the last couple.
Yeah.
Then tomorrow's going to, you know, as far as rain goes, it's going to rain. But then Saturday, man, this is where it's so odd. Saturday's going to be like, you know, partly sunny, partly cloudy, whatever how you look at it. But like the high 60.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to get cold again.
Yeah.
Go right.
Well, it's not cold, chilly, maybe.
To me, I've been called granny bones. I blame the diabetes. 60 to me is cold. Yeah.
But you can't say it's cold because 20 exists.
To me, I can.
No.
I can say that.
No.
I will stand up for me.
Because it's twice 30 and you can handle 30. 30's cold.
Hashtag me too, Granny Bones. Let's start it right now. I stay cold on my arms especially.
Yeah.
I'll sit there on the couch in mid-afternoon with a little blanket over my shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Like an old woman.
Yeah. It's all right, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Boy, this ain't really like throwing out no free plug because they're not from around here, but I ate some good food last night.
Did you?
Yeah. I was telling Fatboy, he said, 9 won't agree with you, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Hey, won't.
I had the best food truck food in my life last night ever in my whole life.
Really? Well, that's because you didn't get the Cajun food.
See? This is, see, there you go.
Well,
you're absolutely right.
I say that because they sponsored us last Thursday. And no other reason.
I did not have their food. I went to, I got food truck from Cousins Maine Lobster off of Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And it was so wonderful because I saw them on Shark Tank years and years ago. Fatboy's favorite shark on there, Barbara Corcoran.
Babs.
She invested in them and their food truck was there. And I tell you, I tested my patience because I rolled up on it and the line was. Whew.
So they get a booking fee and they get to come here and, you know, make money. Hand over fist.
That's what I found out. I got the contact information. I want to have my birthday bash. I'm serious. That food is so good.
It looks good.
I mean, I'm sitting here saying, how the transport and all that? Not that I thought they would have just went to the grocery store and bought it or whatever, but God, it was freaking wonderful.
Yeah.
It was like the best food truck food I've ever had in my whole life. It was wonderful.
Well, yeah, you
good
had
good eating, good weather.
You had like a food truck that travels.
And don't kiss up now, Jimmy. You've already said it. you've already. I'm halfway down the hall, going to my room and closing the door.
Forgive me for sticking up for our local businesses and our local sponsors. Hashtag
oh my God.
Eat local.
Oh Lord.
I'm just messing, man. I bet it was delightful. I bet it was great.
It was great.
I mean, it looks great.
I don't need
great.
Your validation for it.
If you
it
have
was
a,
awesome.
If you have a food truck that can get bookings outside your market, you must be onto something good.
Their market is the world now.
Apparently so.
I was talking to the one girl. No kidding. They're taking him to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I know.
They're going to take the whole truck?
Well, I guess they're going to get a barge.
Okay.
Or save money, the trucks that they've ordered from Japan, just pick them up there. And then, you know, it saves costs in both hands.
Yeah, our food truck's a Hino. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Zymus.
I ate lobster and drank beer. It was freaking great.
Oh, those are both good things, lobster mm-hmm. and beer.
Yeah. Saw some P1s up there. It was good. Missed our boy Nate, though. He was not there. He's home with his young baby.
Oh. Well,
he wasn't
good
there.
Good for him, then.
Yeah. Good what for him.
What'd you have on food truck?
Lobster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get a bib with a lobster on it?
You know, they didn't have the little hats either. I saw that on Short Take. I saw you don't have the little checkerboard hats. You're like, mm-hmm. No, we don't really do that anymore. I was like, all right, then. It was wonderful.
That's a deal breaker. I'm not going to get
we don't really do
I
that anymore.
All lobster. I had lobster bisque. Small cup, not the bowl. Mm-hmm. I had lobster bisque, and then I had, this sounds so fattening, and it was. I had a lobster grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay.
Big old thick grilled cheese sandwich with hunks of lobster in it, and I was dipping it in the lobster bisque.
Sounds heavenly. Keep talking.
It's like that thing where the pleasure's there, but you know the cost later in life, all that. Not that lobster's bad for you, but I just imagine you know, the cheese and the butter and all that, and then going into the bisque.
Oh, yeah.
On your hips.
I have a lobster hangover today. It was wonderful. It was good.
No, lobster's good stuff. It's hard to top lobster.
Mm-mm. Well, it's hard to top a good Cajun food, too, and I look forward to trying that one day.
Yeah,
I really do.
But it's also hard to top a food truck that's all over America.
Tapas? Who wants tapas?
No.
Those small plates.
Mm-mm. No, not around here.
But the line was long, this is something as I get older. You know, you talk about older, ornery old men or whatever. I hate a line.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with I think I'm better than that or this or that. But to go wait in line at it's usually at a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
You get somewhere. Like we went somewhere and it's like we have a 70-minute wait. Like not an hour and 10 minutes. A 70-minute wait.
I'll go down the street.
Like, to me, an hour and... What sounds worse? An hour and 10 or 70 minutes?
Either way, I'm going down the street.
Either way, a simpleton figures it out. Same thing.
Either way, I'm going to go down the street and eat something and then come back and get my table.
Well, the thing, so I've asked about the little vibrating discs, the coasters, whatever, they have a radius on them. I've tried to go back home and then see if it still works. But like, you go to a restaurant,
right?
And by the time I get back, the table will be ready. Machine gun or ghost? Machine gun.
Yeah, it was machine gun.
So when you go to eat, it's not like, I think I'm going to be hungry in an hour.
Yeah.
When you go there to eat, you're hungry. So that's why I'm saying as a nod to them that I got there, I saw that line and I said, well, damn it. I've come this far. You know, it was about 5 minutes from the house.
Food trucks designed to move the line through.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they're designed to go quick.
Like, there's social media presence. They're influencers. Mm-hmm. they put out, hey, we're going to be here. People show up in droves.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's because of Shark Tank.
Yeah.
So yeah. If I get on there, then eventually I can travel the country selling my goods.
I don't like that kind of line because... That kind of line, you're in line behind a bunch of really indecisive people.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like waiting behind really indecisive people.
And listening to the conversations, and it seems like, again, I attribute it to Grand Theft Auto people on the streets. But maybe that does sound holier than thou. I don't mean it that way.
Yeah, it's just people hem and haw over what they just order something.
But like used
it's
to
all
when,
good.
When
it's
concert
all
tickets would go, I could name many concerts I waited on sale in line for tickets or movie tickets, you know, first night premieres or whatever, like the 1989 Batman. Waited in line forever for that.
Mm-hmm.
But. And I'm skinnier now than I was then, so it ain't no more to stand there that long or whatever. Like, it just becomes kind of a thing where I guess you get older, you're like, that's a line. Hell no.
No.
What? Why?
You don't feel like you should have to wait in a line. It shouldn't be. This is not Russia. We don't have lines for bread and cheese.
Oh, yeah. You imagine if I was around during the Depression.
Yeah.
I would not go get the mm-hmm. butter and the milk and the cheese and everything.
What if you're around during the gas shortage in the 70s?
Whoa, gas?
Gas, yes.
Oh, gas. I was about to say, that would have been
whoa.
The other.
The other would be serious.
I thought that was a shortage right now.
And you're in my thoughts and prayers, by the way.
Goodness.
I would have sat there and said, well, I'll just starve to death. I ain't waiting in that line. Yeah, that's why you take stuff for granted now. Our forefathers had to wait in line for dairy goods and animal fat.
And gas.
And here I am wanting to pay $15 for a lobster sandwich. Yes. I mean, good Lord.
You're so bougie.
No, I'm not. I just like good food.
Yeah.
I'll pay up for good food.
Oh, man.
That's about where I draw the line.
Speaking of bougie, I was in downtown Greenville for a little bit yesterday evening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw your, I saw your the snap or Instagram one.
We were down there with a buddy of mine to go see... couple of talented musicians play.
Yeah.
Were
they the best talented musicians you've ever seen in your life?
No, they're pretty good.
Oh.
Pretty good. Kind of bougie down there.
Yeah.
But not like bougie, but like hip-hop bougie, where it's like, this is like an episode of Jersey Shore happening downtown.
Really?
But not as classy.
Like, what do you just, like spray tans? Or are we talking the jail? What do you mean?
Like spray tans and dudes who didn't think Ali G was a joke.
Oh.
Just a weird.
You mean like track suits and goggles and stuff?
A little bit, almost to that extreme, yeah.
Yeah.
Going in that direction, yeah.
What part of see, downtown, when you say downtown Greenville now, you can't just put DTGVL anymore because upper end of it's way different.
Oh, yeah.
Those people do not like you.
No.
Middle part of the people, they want you to like them, but you don't.
I was on Main Street.
Huh?
I was on Main Street, right in the middle of
That's
Main
Street.
That's
the street I'm describing.
Yeah, I know. I was right in the middle of it.
Yeah. You're past the. You're from Noma Down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. From there.
That's the big separator right there, Noma Down.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Weird scene, though. Weird scene.
Isn't it? What time of day?
Got down there probably 7:30.
Okay. I think downtown Greenville at nighttime's just gorgeous.
Oh, it is. Downtown's beautiful. The people are weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
What do you think? Like big city?
No, just, kind of.
Yeah.
Just, it was a bunch of dudes creeping.
You go down to Falls Park and just sit there and watch people taking pictures.
Watch teenagers rob everybody, yeah.
I hadn't heard this.
That used to be a thing that happened a lot.
Oh, yeah, years ago.
Years ago.
Now it's, it's been gentrified now.
I didn't make it down that far.
Yeah. So that you go there and just sit there and just look around, and it's just watching people take pictures.
Yeah, that was a weird scene. It's just wow, this is like being in a movie I don't want to watch.
Mm-hmm. It's like Encino Man.
Kinda.
Yeah, but
that's
not the first time you've been down there in years, though, is it?
That's the first time I'd been down on Main Street, since we ate for your birthday last fall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a while.
Oh, man.
5-6 months.
And that was just a park and go in. That wasn't a go gallivant through downtown Greenville. That was a park and go in.
Yeah. You had me wishing that I'd gone to Traveler's Rest and ate off the cousin's Maine lobster food truck.
Oh, boy.
You didn't hunt the golden rats?
We're friends
rats?
Again. You see what's happening now?
You should have hunted the golden rats.
No, I'm good.
They're bronze.
They're bronze. Somebody took one.
Oh, the kids down at the Reedy River Falls.
Mm-hmm. They robbed the rat.
They robbed the rat. Oh, boy. Well, today is Thursday, as I said. Of course, Thursday, Facebook fussing. We got that for you today. Also today, more tickets to the NHRA 4-Wide Southern Nationals. The Battle of Two Cities, Spellenburg today. I love Spellenburg. We'll play that today. And a whole lot of phone calls I mean, hopefully. I sit here and say a whole lot of phone calls. Oh, yeah, by the way, we got to, not that we have time to spend on it now, but we got to figure out tomorrow with the traditional Stoner Jeopardy has now been replaced by Stoner Jeopardy Fatboy versus Nine for the final battle.
Yes.
The Royale.
Just to see if Fatboy should, in fact, try out for the thing. So we got to figure out all that as far as, like, you know, questions and who's going to do what and all that. Plus, we got to figure out the – I was telling Fatboy, we got no way to video it because no. Everybody's playing involved in all that stuff. So there's some different logistics to figure out with it.
We need an intern. Whenever we ask, we just get stiff-armed.
Need a principal photog.
Hey, we get you know, stiff-armed to the face.
Anything about an intern, you'll see Mark Hendricks start dancing like Barry Sanders running the football.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I can say this because I've done it before. But So anytime I ever mention it, he gets his phone and he pulls it out. And I feel like he's, like, sending an email or something. But what if we can't see his screen and he's just sat there just da-da-da-da-da-da.
Playing a game.
Yeah, let me send an email on that, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, two interns. All right, cool, got it. All right, sent. All right, what else?
Did you send an email?
Did you see Raw last night?
Yeah.
What about the Royals? Jermaine Dye, Jr., yeah.
Did you send it to me? This Mark Hendricks?
Yeah, I got it. I don't see it, though. Dang it, guys. All right. Here's the phone numbers to get a hold of us at any point. 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. And tweet us and text us and all that and tell us where you are and where you're listening to us and your P1 name and all that. I like to routinely, I got to remember to do a shout-out today at between 7 and 7:20. I promised yesterday I would.
Oh, you need to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Make a note.
Yeah.
Write this down.
Baby, write this down. You can text us, 72341, CarolinaVaporMill.com text line, and then we're at The Rise Guys on most of your social media. Paige, good morning.
Good Hello. Morning.
What is up in the Plex?
Well, we got to talk about it's on between Ken and James and Jeopardy. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Uh-oh. What perfect timing with all this.
Yeah.
Jeopardy talk.
Jeopardy's never been more topical than it is right now.
I know.
Not since the days of Jennings.
All right, well, we'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody. Almost the weekend.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. The drama with Jeopardy, my goodness, it's so exciting. It must be the hottest thing on TV right now. Well, at least it is in this studio.
Is it sweeps for TV right now?
I don't know.
They don't talk about it anymore. They used to be like a known thing. Oh, it's sweeps season on TV. You know, they'd stockpile all these TV shows and all these guests.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a machine.
Yeah.
Well, you said the whole thing's rigged, Fatbo.
He's
talking about the game y'all played.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. Look, seriously.
For him to win, he still didn't.
After this, this might be like some quiz show type scandal. The pace this guy answers questions,
He
got them all right yesterday.
So what would it be then? An earpiece? Or do you think they're revealing the answers ahead? Or can his brain just process it? Maybe he's on a bunch of Adderall.
Maybe.
Maybe.
He's quick.
Well, he is pretty quick. He earned a record-setting amount of money last night. He won $131,127.
One show.
So, which eclipsed the single-day record of $110,914 that he set last week. So now he has a 10-day winning streak. So Ken Jennings, the other legendary force on that show, did it in a 74-night winning streak.
Which is incredible.
What does Ken Jennings do for a job now? Like, what did he do prior to that?
He was IRS, I think.
Is he on, like, Celebrity Big Brother now? Like, is that what he's doing, conventions? Like, go play Jeopardy against Ken Jennings at Comic-Con.
I don't know.
And get a selfie with your camera for 50.
Oops, sir.
I think he came back for the champions playoff thing. They did like teams.
I would pay it to one of these Comic Cons to arm wrestle some of the cast members from Over the Top. Great movie with Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
The big trucker, the ball-headed one? Turn his hat around? Yeah, let's go right now, me and you.
It doesn't say what he did before Jeopardy.
20 to arm wrestle, 50 for him to let me win.
That's a good deal.
He was a member of BYU's Quiz Bowl team.
I'm going to be honest. Last night, I was pretty good in double. I did a whole category this guy skipped.
What was the category?
It was magazine, something like magazine abbreviations or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if the guy was taking a break or what, but he didn't answer any of them.
Hmm.
It got to a point at the end where the chicks on there each had $5,000. I'm like, it's over. He's going to bet zero and still win.
So they would give you the initials of a magazine and you had to say what it was.
Well, it was like the clue with the initials on the bottom.
Like if I said F and S.
I guess Field and Stream.
No, the porno one.
But did it seem realistic or just kind of like too fast to process?
Well, I mean, he's real quick. But they get to the end and they got no chance to win.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, this is going to suck. He's not going to bet anything. And I'm like, he could bet 50K, lose it and still win.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what he did? Bet 50K. Got it right. I'm like, oh, my God. Never seen anything like it.
Well, he's a gambler, so that's part of that.
Yeah.
Wow. So.
His daily doubles, man, 25, 30K.
Yeah. He's a gambler. I mean, that's what he does. He's a sports gambler, right?
Yeah.
That's what he does for a living.
Builds all these statistical models.
Yeah.
Those guys rule DFS, daily fantasy sports, where you can make like 25, 30 grand in one night.
Oh.
That's what they do. All these buy-ins with these statistical models they build.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any maximum amount that you can meet on the show? Or just keep winning as far as...
I don't know.
What do you mean? No, I think you play to you lose. That's how the Ken Jennings thing started. I guess. I don't know. I don't watch it. Fatboy's my liaison.
He is.
To Jeopardy.
It's fun to play along with, with this guy. He's just too fast.
But so when you're sitting there, because we'll get to the Jeopardy thing with you and Nine in the final showdown tomorrow, but when you're watching it and you, Fatboy, you get one right, that's very, it feels great, right? Euphoric. But then how many do you get wrong versus how many you get right? Because you're not on there in the moment, quickly looking at it, going against two other people, clicking along. Like you do, it's like I said before, singing in the shower, everybody sounds great.
Like, I would get them right, but not in time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm a little late on them.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, you give me 5 minutes.
Rapid fire.
I can
stuff.
Maybe think of what it is, but on the ball like that, no. Not anymore.
I read the answer real fast and try to, I try to read faster than he talks it.
Oh.
Because he'll take you're supposed to wait for him to finish and then he'll take a bit.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've learned that this week.
We've learned that. That's the lesson we take away from that. Well, that's exciting. Probability's hard, so if he's a sports gambler, he would know what to bet on, right?
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that he's in the game all the time.
He's like Rain Man.
Well, how about this? A crazy story. A car salesman kidnapped a client, robbed him, and made him smoke crack. This did not happen here in South Carolina. There's a 42-year-old guy named Daniel Bryant. He works as a salesman at a Chevy dealership in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And last month, he sold a guy a truck. And then a few weeks ago, the guy brought back the truck in for service. So Daniel offered to give him a ride home. And that's when everything went bad. When they got in the car, Daniel kidnapped the guy, threatened to kill him, made him take out $200,000 from the bank, and then forced him to smoke crack. And then he fled with the cash, so the FBI was finally able to track him down over the weekend in Cedar Hill, Texas. And Daniel's now facing charges for kidnapping, bank robbery, and extortion. So I was looking to see why in the world would he want to do this, but, if there's some kind of debt or something he had to pay off, but I don't really know the motive of why he would take
it. Unless that was his escape plan, but I would have just roofied him.
I guess so.
I mean, I wouldn't have done it at all.
All right, it took me a few minutes, but I finally found the maximum amount of money you could win on an episode of Jeopardy.
There is a limit.
There is a max, because obviously if you got every question right.
Statistically,
true daily double, got him right, and then bet all that on Final Jeopardy, the most you could ever win would be $566,400.
Wow.
Huh.
God, he puts up monster wagers.
That's if you could get every question right and both true daily doubles.
Did you just
and
work
Final
that
Jeopardy.
On a calculator?
No, I found it online.
Okay, I was about to say, yeah, Lord, you have steam come out
well,
of your ears.
I figured I there would that. Have to be some kind of cutoff, right? Or well, some kind of budget where they wouldn't.
Well, they ran out of money to give away.
Right,
that's it.
That's all you're getting.
That's the max.
You keep winning money, you're going to take away from Trebek's health care.
I mean, there's obviously a mathematical limit because every question is worth a dollar amount. Only so many questions to go, two daily doubles, and then Final Jeopardy where you can only wager as much as you've won.
I want to play for Alex Trebek's suit that he's wearing right now. Yes. Throw that in. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody won his mustache.
I know. That's why I don't have it anymore.
They took it.
It's beautiful.
I found out that's what they did on Double Dare. You know, we watched as kids.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody won. Because
yeah, there was a
enough.
Whole book or some kind of documentary about that, how that was rigged, too.
It didn't have enough prizes in the budget.
Yeah.
It's all fake.
The world is a stage.
It is.
But it ain't like the prizes they advertise on Double Dare were all that luxurious anyway.
You got like a jam box and what, something dumb, some splat?
A bike?
You think on Press Your Luck when there were no whammies, do you think like that whammy came on when it wasn't really supposed to?
Oh, yeah. Somebody's working.
Because there was no algorithm. I mean, there were algorithms, but it wasn't the tech of today.
No.
Like, that was somebody back there just working a thing.
Yeah, somebody's got to be working the wheel on Wheel of Fortune, too.
Yeah. Like, crazy. I remember when I was a kid and I found out the behind-the-scenes stuff of carnival games.
Oh, yeah.
And how the basketballs are bigger than the hoops and the milk jugs and all that stuff. I was like... God bless.
We saw in Joe Dirt, he sprayed the fish bowls with grease.
Yeah. It made me feel better about myself for not winning, Dick.
That's right. You're not paying somebody off.
It was a weird game.
He didn't have to win.
All right.
Just ask nicely.
Well, that's the way to do it if you want anything done. Or do it yourself, right?
Yeah.
Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rockerbilt Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. Sports has been just burning up. Lord God, what is going on today, Flobo?
One final act for Gronk on the way out. He might be remembered for this, other than his, pretty, I guess you could say, stellar playing career.
Is this his swan song 69 joke?
No, it's not a joke, but it's something. Dumb, funny.
That's what I was going to say. Will history remember him as the prankster, kind of frat guy? Or is he going to be remembered as, a specific play or anything like that? It's hard to separate the two.
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind with me is how he missed a free throw in high school intentionally so the score could stay at 69.
Yeah, 69. Like that to me.
His life's a 69 joke.
Yeah, it really is. All right, we'll find out what's going on with Gronk on the way out next in your Rise Guys Sports. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, Gronk. We know the saying, it used to be Manny being Manny. It should be Gronk being Gronk.
Gronky.
Well, he's done. He's well, here's the thing.
How old is he again? 29? 30?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Oh, God.
His agent said, you know what? Sometimes people change their minds. So as far as we know now, he's done.
Jason Witten came back. Gronk will, too.
That's true. Witten came back to be a Cowboy. So they take the they have their parade, and then they take the Lombardi trophy on a little tour.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to a Red Sox game to throw out the first pitch. So Julian Edelman was out warming up, throw out the first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Gronk goes out there, but he's got no bat. He's got no prop. What does he do? He grabs the damn trophy to use for a bat, hits the ball with it, but nobody thought he would, and he dented the trophy. Look at it.
Is it the real one?
Yeah. He put a big dent in the back of it.
Wow.
What the hell, Gronk?
And the Patriots said, you know what? We're not going to fix it.
No, hell no. That's great now. At first, I was like, oh, dear God, don't do that to the trophy. And I'm like, wait a minute. People will now go to Cooperstown to see, or not Cooperstown, Canton, to see the dented trophy that Brock, it should be, half of it should be in Cooperstown in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Baseball bat.
Cut it in half.
They tell the hockey players you can't drink out of the cup anymore.
Yeah.
You can't take it around and fill it with alcohol.
Well, they're
talking about athletic supporters.
They're the Stanley Cup is like the Stanley Cup. Like that thing's been around. It's the same cup, right? They just engrave the name on there every year.
Yeah, they just put a new plate on it.
And because We met the Stanley Cup that time here. They brought it over. We interviewed the Cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, we've been talking about the Robert Kraft video.
He needed a cup.
Well, he wasn't in a good mood. It was kind of a
grumpy cup.
Cup half empty kind of day.
Just sat there.
Should have been a half full kind of day, but no, this is perspective.
Mm-hmm. So it's not going to happen immediately.
We put Folgers in him and everything. He was still. Sorry.
Prosecutors say that they will release the tapes. We're going to get to watch Robert Kraft. You worked over.
I don't understand that. I get releasing it to the, you know, the courtroom.
But the public shaming?
Wow. I mean, even if he's not a famous person, like, what's the public need to see a J.O. video?
I absolutely understand his attorney J-Lo, talking about the violation of the Fourth Amendment rights because he should be secure in his person to that extent. This is just... The prosecutors are releasing this because people are of this voyeuristic curiosity to see this old man naked. And that's the only reason they're doing it is to be dicks.
Yeah. Did you – will they show it, like, on the news and just pixelate it? Like, you'll see, you know, the arm moving and his face, eyes rolling back like The Undertaker, but they won't show. I mean, you can't. Well, it'll be pixelated.
Yeah, it says they're going to pixelate it, but – I don't even know if they'd show that much on the news.
I want to hear the audio more than I want to see the video. I want to hear, like, does he talk to her? Does she talk to him? Does he say faster, faster, slower, slower? I want to hear that.
It makes no matter, no difference whatsoever to the case to release the video.
No.
It shouldn't be public at all. There's
I mean, it's proof that he went in. We've seen the video of him walking out of the Bentley, the $100, blah, 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 all that.
Like, we know what happened in there. We have a damn good idea exactly what happened in there.
Who did he piss off down there?
I don't know. He must not have donated enough money to whatever.
Bet it's the guy from the Jaguars.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
I want to know.
Khan.
Shad Khan.
Yeah, Khan's.
How many Freedom of Information requests they got for the video already? If somebody's trying to pressure him to put it out there.
Oh, you know. Oh, TMZ. You know they're there waiting for it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Pornhub has representatives there waiting for it.
They released the NFL schedules last night. One of the... A few highlights is the Steelers and Patriots are going to open up the season on Sunday Night Football. The Browns are going to have four primetime games this year because they're stacked.
They are.
Expected to win that division if they stay healthy.
If they don't win that division, something's wrong.
Yeah. Panthers put their schedule out. They got some decent home games you can check out. The Rams come in here week one.
Go ahead and mortgage your house now. Get some Panthers tickets.
Yep. They're playing the Bucks. They both count as home games, but one's going to be in England. They're playing the Bucks at the home of Tottenham Hotspur.
Okay.
In week six in October.
You just said a bad word, I think.
Other non-division home games. You got the Jags, the Skins, the Hawks, and the Titans.
Oh.
All coming to Charlotte.
Hmm.
So you got a couple in there worth going to watch.
Hey, another question about Robert Kraft. If they release this video to the public, that means public domain, correct?
Yes.
So that means he will instantly be a porn star.
Yeah.
Because it'll make those rounds. Because you like Kim Kardashian's thing is on all the porno sites still.
Mm-hmm.
She made one.
Yeah.
Just one tape.
So he's going to be a porn star.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's get some bookings now.
Yeah. People would still watch the Paris Hilton video if people didn't forget she existed.
Ooh. Judge Jimmy, burn on the way out.
No, no, he's right, though. That's absolutely crazy. Yeah. She used to be, like, Kim Kardashian used to be her do-girl. Now look.
She just passed her test.
You haven't thought about Paris Hilton in a decade. That name hasn't entered your mind in 10 years.
I'm going to go look for this tape. I'm out.
She's Paris Hyatt now. She got married. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back more. It's a horrible joke, and I apologize to those of you in the hotel industry. We'll take a moment. Be back right after this.
93.3 The Planet
plays the best rock.
The Rise Guys mornings and 93-minute rap blocks all day.
Freaking rocks, man. Are you kidding?
93.3 The Planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.